From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said on Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul's al-Jadida district is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul's municipal chief, Abdul Sada al-Haba, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grande is the UN humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead includes 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. An Army Chief General revealed the project during a visit on Saturday, including Mohammad near the Afghan border, where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed five Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous border. Both blame each other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soil. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. The president tweeted on Saturday that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode, and he said, "We will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Don't worry," Mr. Trump's words. Vice President Mike Pence echoed the president's message at a small business gathering in the state of West Virginia on Saturday.
Congress just wasn't ready. You saw it. With 100% of House Democrats, every single one, and a handful of Republicans actually standing in the way of President Trump's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. We're back to the drawing board.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. U.S. authorities say a scuffle broke out Saturday on a Southern California beach where supporters of President Trump were marching when a counter-protest group doused organizers with pepper spray. Police say the violence erupted when about 2,000 marchers reached a group of just over two dozen protesters, that is. Police say three of the counter-protesters were arrested on suspicion of illegal use of pepper spray, and a fourth arrested on suspicion of assault and battery. Two people suffered minor injuries. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi on Saturday, Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, commonly known as Farmajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority and Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis, including reintegration of returnees inside the Horn of Africa nation. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict, now in its 26th year. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.